Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and it's time for the Executive Spotlight. You're not going to believe it, but this guy's name, Jack Jackson, you're not going to forget it. That's because he's a CEO, a speaker, and author of an incredible book, which is The Reaction to Inaction. Welcome to Office Hours, Jack Jackson.
Thank you, David. Happy to be here. Excited to meet you.
Well, I'm beyond happy because your name's so easy to say and remember compared to some of my other friends around the world, which I'm still tongue-tied over. But just the title of your book, let's start there, because there's plenty of speakers.
Yeah,
there's plenty of CEOs, board members, all the typical successful things that you've become. But I always look at a title as the preeminent way to stimulate interest.
Yeah.
And if a title resonates with me, I want to read the book.
Yeah.
And I got to give you credit, brother, because the title of this book hit me like a ton of bricks, like a wrecking ball with our friend Taylor Swift or whoever that girl is that sings that song. Anyway. Yeah. And the reason is freedom, which you have helped provide to millions of America, freedom is to me the ability to react.
Yeah.
And it's a different ways to look at that. And so one of the things that I see needs to be improved upon is so many people have a reaction of inaction.
Absolutely.
Apathy. For you, what was it that hit you like a wrecking ball to write this book?
Yeah, thank you. You know, there's two events, I think, in my life, and I write about it in the book, that really define who I am today and kind of the book. And one of them was I was lucky enough to have people in my life that took an interest in me and my career, as we all did, right? The mentors provided that hope, that confidence to see things in a different way. And the second one was the title of this book, The Reaction to Inaction, was named 20 years ago as a young professional trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. And to be sitting in a room and watching just this frontline manager beg for help for something, and nobody took action, and we lost a $20 million customer. And in that moment, in that hallway, in that cubicle form, I said, the reaction to inaction. And I watched this gentleman who loved the company, was passionate, empowered, loved the company, lose all of that, leave 3 months later, went off to have a stellar career. But I just watched him lose all interest in his role, his job, and in the company, and leave. And we ended up losing that customer, one of the biggest customers in the company's history. And the company never really went where it should have gone.
You know, it's interesting. I have a philosophy that I teach people, which is make yourself equal, then make yourself different.
Yeah.
There's so many leadership and business books out there. There's so many different guides in order to effectuate the mindset, handset, and heartset to create abundance, especially in a professional and personal setting. What I'd like you to do, because your book falls into the genre of leadership and business books, make yourself equal, then tell me what makes you different.
Yeah. Let me start it this way. Let me try it this way.
Try it any way you want.
This book is
your spotlight, not mine. I'm already spotlighted. My name's everywhere.
You did good. You did good. You did good for yourself. You know, this book is the coach killer. It's the leadership book killer.
I like that.
It's a leadership book killer. It's the I read a business book, all my C-suite has to read it book killer. It's all that. It's to get rid of all that. That's not what this is. This book is different in every way, shape, and form than anything you're going to read. And that's not braggadocious. That's accurate. It is not a book for your C-suite to read at some retreat where you spend $100,000 at some ski resort. This is a book for everybody from the lowest, you know, contributor, the janitor up. This book is a blueprint. It's a framework for everybody to feel empowered, trusted, to have a sphere of influence in their organization, to have work-life balance and feel valuable in the company. From that janitor up to the C-suite, that's what this book is. So it's not for somebody to read and go, hey, I learned on how to communicate better or take action or to communicate better with my employees or even inspire them. This is a framework book. It's a blueprint. So it's a lot different than anything else you'll ever read. It's not the extreme ownership. It's not any of that stuff. It's really a blueprint for an entire organization and to be dynamic for the future. You know, that's really what's about, that flexibility, that the smallest cog in the wheel is making a difference every single day dynamically.
And in that dynamic, I'm sure the community out there, as they do often when I say things, they're like, yeah, right. Easy for you to say, you're a multimillionaire again. You okay? Easy for you to say. Easy for you to say. And so what do we say?
Yeah.
about the impact, the quantitative value to a company.
Yeah.
What do we say the impact of this book will have with its differentiator, with its ability to do things that other books haven't been able to do in the past?
Yeah, I think there's soft and hard metrics. And I think, you know, on the soft metric side of it is, you know, 50 years of research has shown that when employees feel trusted, they feel valued, they feel their worth in an organization, they stay longer,
they feel
and they higher perform, they feel appreciated,
acknowledged, recognized.
They're higher performers,
right?
That's when
I look at the book, that's the way I feel.
Right.
How
right.
to appreciate, acknowledge, and recognize.
Right.
The people that are collaborating with me inside and outside of my organization.
Right. One of the people that's contributing the book that's quoted is a CEO of Gold Star Gamers. She started this foundation for children that their parents have passed away in military action. And she gave me a great analogy. She's a PhD researcher. And she said, here's a great analogy, Jack, what your book describes. When you put kids on a playground with no fence, they stay very close to the building, to the school. But when you put a large fence way out, They tend to go all the way out to the edge of that fence where there's they feel trusted that they're safe, they can do that. That's what this book is. This has given every employee a fence to feel like they're valued, they're empowered, they can take chances, they can take risks. They own their life. They own the direction of their business. And with that, I think they feel empowered. That's the soft skill side of it, the soft results, right? The soft metrics and how you measure it. On the hard side, research shows 20, 30, 40% increase in productivity, bottom lines, innovation, tech, all those kind of things go up astronomically, 20, 30, 40%. So it has real impact not only on the bottom line, organizational health, and I think operational efficacy.
And in the efficacy where you have some measurements, I measure things by time.
Yeah.
Because obviously time is money, and it's for me so interesting because money, it comes and goes.
Yeah.
But time only goes.
Yeah.
And so as a measurement, I utilize time as a dependent variable of all human experience because it's the only common denominator of all human experience. When we sit, although our perception of time is different, when we sit in front of that clock right there, when I say this ends at 9:05 a.m., you and I know exactly as a common denominator when this ends. Measurement's so difficult when it comes to impact.
Yeah.
What I like about your book is you actually have inherently within the context of the book, when it's reaction to inaction, a quantifiable measurement.
Absolutely.
So how can companies measure their success?
Yeah.
Soft and hard metrics, we understand, but your book, to me, illustrates great quantitative measurement.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think 20 different ways. I think one, sales revenue, right? I think operational efficiency, reducing time to action, time to bring new products into the marketplace, time for innovation from, you know, 6 months going down to 2 to 3 months to put new products in the marketplace to serve their customers better. I think employee attrition is a big one. Employee surveys, employees are staying here longer. They're happy with their job. Their performance is better, right? So I think at the end of the day, the most important thing here is when you give employees a clear framework, a clear blueprint to feel empowered, to feel valued, to be heard, to feel worth. But more important too is allow them to make decisions on their own. Allow them to make decisions on their own. All those metrics that we measure, revenue, time spent, operational efficiency, innovation, go up and go up in a big way.
And as all of those things go up, so do the challenges because we end up in a divine direction. And when we're in a divine direction, detours are also divine.
Yeah.
They're there to protect, promote, love us, even perfect us. Pain, which is omnipresent along with struggle, which is a differentiator that we give meaning to. But pain's an indicator that we have a better place to be.
Yeah.
There's so many different areas of pain from growth that exists within organizations.
Yeah.
How can you help and the book help with new unknown pain that exists from the time, value, and emotion changing every day to help shorten the distance of resistance of inaction?
Yeah, I think it's that framework part that you say, hey, look, here's your fence, right? Here's your theoretical fence. Here's where you're safe. And so when you have to grow, when you have to feel that pain, when you have to make those changes, you know, how many times have you and I heard in our careers, you know, that's not my job. That's not my job description, right?
All I hear from my wife is, I don't work for you, but yeah. other than it's not my job.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. It's not my job description. So putting this framework together allows employees to say, you know what, it may not be in my job description or what I'm getting paid for, but it's what's best for the ecosystem. It's what's best for the employees. It's what's best for me and my teammates, for my leadership and for my customers. So it empowers them to make those decisions. You know, in the book, I give an example of a story of a janitor saying, hey, these big customers were coming in, dignitaries, very important meeting was happening, and he ran out of cleaning material and he couldn't do anything. He had to go do the purchase order and he had to go get it authorized, and they're coming in tomorrow. And talking about that small little thing of how that small little decision where he can say, you know what, I'll order it myself. I'll just put on my card, order myself, I'll get reimbursed. I can take that little leap. The customer that he couldn't make a decision and loses a $20 million a year customer because he couldn't make a simple, hey, I'm going to give him this for free. I'm going to do this or whatever, provide a discount. As you know, sales, the same way with discounting and pricing and go to markets. And that goes all the way up. So allowing employees to take those risks and those chances, understand it's not a hanging offense if you actually feel empowered to make a decision for what's better for the whole of the organization, I think is huge. I think that's where you give them that trust to grow, to feel that pain and appreciate the pain, take it in, turn to something positive and drive forward and grow.
Yeah, it's interesting. Those mistakes will create failure, but truly the lack of commitment that is the cause of failure. Final question. You've been around, speaking of dignitaries. Yeah. Presidents of the United States, billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainers. Have you picked up on any common denominators of all of the more passionate, purposeful, and profitable people in your life?
Wow, that's a great question. That's a great question. I think I've evolved to understand three truths in the world. Empathy, gratitude, and hope.
You got three of my four right there. Gratitude, empathy, accountability, and hope, inspiration. He will inspire you as well as create the wisdom necessary to shorten that distance of resistance that exists in the personal and professional realm. It's an amazing book that we need to empower our own children and our employees, partners, vendors, associates, affiliate partners. We all need to have a mechanism to react to inaction. Nothing happens until it moves.
Yeah.
One of my mentors told me that, the amazing Einstein. Meet the Einstein of the present. His name is simple, but he is not. That is the CEO and founder himself, Jack Jackson. Check out Reaction to Inaction. Jack, thank you for joining me on the Executive Spotlight here on Office Hours.